Now, you must have seen a photograph or two that really evoked an emotion. Maybe you laughed your arlie off. Maybe you cried because you were so emotional. Or you felt like throwing something at the television screen. Not because the photo was on the television screen. Maybe it was on a page in front of you, but you were outraged. And that's the power of photography. You might have also heard the saying that a picture is worth a thousand words. But, you know, on this show, there's always talk about entrepreneurship. But an extension to that saying really could be that through the ability to capture that particular picture, that could unleash more than 1,000 opportunities. Part of that would be entrepreneurship, but there are lots of other opportunities that could reveal itself. And David Fisher, your next guest, lives this. Having taught photography as part of the photography club when he was a teacher, David is the founder of Ibali Photography for Change. It's something that's going to be kicking off, well, very soon. Dave, great having you on air. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Great. So let's talk, before we talk about your dream and what you want to do with Ibali, let's talk about you and photography. How did you get introduced to it? How did you become passionate about photography?
When I was a student studying at UCT, so in my early 20s, I got into photography through my dad's old film camera, and I started developing some images myself in the darkroom. And just the sort of magic behind capturing a still moment in time, really, it was something that I just took a real love to, and I've just had a passion for it ever since. So I've really been always drawn to the medium of photography for its ability just to hold that moment. And that's something that's incredibly powerful, as you've mentioned. Mm-hmm. I think we've all got those images in mind where, you know, just the power of that one still moment really can speak very powerfully into something.
I remember the Nikon FM. The Nikon FM camera. I'm that old. Couldn't develop, but I think I still have photographs at home of F.W. de Klerk, Nelson Mandela, Thabo Mbeki, the whole bang lot before this current corrupt bunch came in, standing in front of Parliament after Nelson Mandela was sworn in as president. Once again, a moment captured in time. But you've got a dream. I love people who have dreams, and then they also do something about it, which is brilliant. So talk to me about this. Tell me about Ibali.
Yeah, so Ibali is something that has been on my heart for a long time. And in partnership now with Pender Trust, we're finally getting to a point of launching this in a few weeks' time on the 18th of August. And the whole idea behind the project is to target young people, 16, 17-year-old students, and really to give them photographic skills. So once they have those skills, we're going to address storytelling and creativity, visual literacy, really get them to understand how do you communicate using a photograph and why does that really matter. And there's a big focus on social issues in the program, and we want those kids to then go back into their communities. I really feel that age at 16, 17-year-old young people are really grappling with their own identity, their place in the world, what they think matters, what's important to them. And I'm really excited to see what they take out of that and go back to their own communities and what they start to photograph and what they can show us about what really matters in this country and the communities they come from. What are those social issues that we should know about? What are the stories that maybe we haven't seen or heard anything about? And I feel like they're in such a strong position to really help us all understand that. So the project is really around training them in photographic skills, storytelling, and then getting them to photograph projects that they think really matter.
That is phenomenal. And then what happens once you get those, though? You see, it's one thing to have this wealth of information, but I would imagine then Ibali would try and be a conduit for change.
Exactly. So I think it happens on a number of levels. Primarily, we want to see a change in those young people's lives. We want them to become more empathic, more understanding, more critically and socially aware individuals. And then out of that, we want to see that flow out into their immediate communities. And we want to use the images that come out of those programs. We want to use that as a platform for discussion. We want those kids to be discussing these issues, and we want that to be extended into a broader community, so into a school, into a community where we can talk about what are those things that are coming up. And long term, we want to take that, and this is really a pilot project. We want to replicate this across a number of different schools across the Western Cape and across the country. Mm. You know, we all come from very different places, and yet an issue like, for example, racism, teenage pregnancy, homelessness, whatever it might be, that can look very different in your community and my community. And we'd love to create a dialogue where young people are talking about these things and saying, well, this is what drug abuse looks like in my community, and this is why it matters to me, and this is why it should matter to you. And that's sort of a next stage. And those kids who really show promise, we want to be able to say, well, look, you've got something here that you've started. Let's see how we take that to the next level. And Pender Trust, that is in partnership with me on this program, they will provide a platform for some of those students who really show potential to carry on using that skill to document the work of different NGOs and organizations and charities in South Africa to help them to expand the work they do and to document the work that they're doing.
Well, if you need any introduction to the education department or anything like that, absolutely happy to assist with that. Love it. It would be interesting, though, to if one even expanded that and include kids from more well-off areas, and the juxtaposition would be rather powerful. So I wish I had 15 minutes to talk to you, but I don't. We have to sort out the Minister of Finance a bit later as well. But David, love it. Do you have a website? Where do we get hold of your work, and how, if anybody would love to contribute, be part of this?
Yeah, we'd love people to get involved. We start in 3 weeks with this pilot program. So there's a lot more information that people can find out about that and how they can get involved. We obviously, this is not something that will cost the kids anything. So we are looking for donations of equipment and funds and so on to run these programs. So people can find out more by following my Facebook page, which is Dave Fisher Photography. And they can also go to www.pendertrust.org. To find out more, and we'll be posting regular updates about the Ibali Photography Collaborative on there. So all the information will be on there.
Great. Listen, thanks for popping through. Love the project, man. That's what I love about being in South Africa and in Cape Town in particular. The fact that people are innovative. They find different ways of telling stories. It's just fascinating. Great meeting you.
Thank you so much.
Awesome stuff. Your time now, 17 minutes to 7. And coming up, you've been asking about the Neil Blomkamp interview, the man behind District 9. We tracked him down. You wanted to find out more about his life, and I'll be introducing you to that next.